Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to the Sunday podcast, everybody. Light the big fire. It's Pentecost. This is Mark. Let's get to it. I love the Feast of Pentecost, not because everyone in the church tries to find some shade of red they can still squeeze into. That's kind of awkward. And let's be honest here. Pink, not red. Maroon, not red. Fuchsia, not red. To review. Anyhow, Pentecost. Now, you've heard the readings before, and you've heard lectors get up, and maybe they nail the names. Maybe they've been practicing the names of the cities. Judea, Cappadocia, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene. Maybe they'd knock them out of the park. Maybe they come in a little low, a little bad, a little soft. Maybe it's hard to follow the reading. Here's the good news, okay? That the early church was playing with fire, and that fire caught on. And thank God it did, because we still have a church, because we had men and women in the early church who were fueled by the Holy Spirit, imbued with the Holy Spirit, who were overshadowed by the Holy Spirit in a unique way, in a different way than Mary was. They were given this power to go forward. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have a church, wouldn't have a priesthood, wouldn't have the sacraments, wouldn't have Scripture. In fact, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we'd all be doomed, because we would just be wandering aimlessly through this thing called life. I remember when I was a kid, and I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, my brothers were supposed to be babysitting me, my older brothers. They were instead in the basement playing video games. And I was the ripe old age of 5 or so, and I was hungry, and I wanted a hot dog. And I knew there was a hot dog in the refrigerator, and it was covered in foil. So I pulled out the foil, and I threw the hot dog in the foil on a paper plate and put it in the microwave and pressed start. You know what happens when you put foil in a microwave? Yeah, I do. It starts fire. Yeah, fire in the microwave, broke the glass, fire started in the kitchen, had to call the fire department. I didn't. My brothers did when they all ran up the stairs smelling the smoke and hearing the fire alarm. I, like any smart 5-year-old, after I started a fire, went and hid. But my mother was so happy when she came home and found the big fire engine out front. No Dalmatian. That was kind of a bummer. But all the firefighters trying to figure out why an unattended 5-year-old had put foil in a microwave. Why do I mention all this? You know what I learned about fire that day? A, it's fun. But B, that fire alters what it touches. I'll say that again, because it sounds almost profound. Fire alters everything that it touches. And that's how the Holy Spirit works, that the Holy Spirit alters us. And I don't mean just the altar that we have the sacrifice on, although Holy Spirit does alter the bread and wine. But the Holy Spirit alters us. And when we come into contact with the Holy Spirit, and we're in a state of grace, and we come into contact with the Holy Spirit, and we're humble, and we're open of mind and open of heart, we cannot help but leave unchanged. The apostles in the upper room in the first reading could not help but leave unchanged. As St. Paul tells the people in the second reading in Corinth, look, without the Holy Spirit, you can't even say that Jesus is Lord. You can't even proclaim God's goodness, God's lordship, God's power, if it weren't for the Holy Spirit. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we would not be one body, because there'd be no baptism. Without the Holy Spirit, we are not one body, but it's the Holy Spirit that binds us together as one family, as one body. That's why we celebrate this gift of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus comes, He's breathing fire, y'all, in the gospel. Now, we don't see the tongues of flame coming out when Jesus breathes on them, but He breathes peace on them. But that peace is a fire, because you know what? When you offer peace and mercy to people, that alters them. It consumes them. It changes them. When Jesus offers us the Holy Spirit, He says, I'm going to send you the advocate. The advocate is going to change situations. The advocate's going to send us to truth, guide us to truth, lead us to truth. The Holy Spirit is going to advocate on our behalf. It's almost like we are all the defendants in a court case, and the advocate is one who speaks on your behalf, who protects you and leads on your behalf, right? The Holy Spirit is going to alter the situations in our life. And if we have the guts to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, if we have the guts to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to lead us to, well, you know what's going to happen? We're going to start breathing that same fire. That same fire of truth, that same fire of mercy, forgiveness, love, the same fire that created the boldness in the early disciples and the early apostles, that same fire, if we allow that fire of the Holy Spirit to lead us still today, we're going to be amazed at how the Spirit that we share, that we breathe out onto other people, will consume and alter their life. That's the way it's supposed to work. The word inspiration means to breathe in. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, so we have respiration. We breathe out the Holy Spirit like Christ did upon the apostles. We breathe out the Holy Spirit to all we come into contact with, hoping that God's love and mercy, not our own knowledge, God's love and mercy would consume and alter all who come into contact with Him. Happy Pentecost.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.